Welcome back to Shattering Myths. It's my great pleasure to welcome IQ Al-Rasuli to the program. IQ is the foremost expert on the religion of Islam. He earned what I consider to be the equivalent of a PhD. I think it was the single most important statement relative to human affairs that has been conceived and presented in decades, which is that Islam is a criminal enterprise. That realization explains everything that we witness in Islam today. It explains how Islam was formed by Muhammad. It is an irrefutable conclusion. It is not a theory. It is a statement of fact. But that simple presentation, like E equals MC squared, that explains the nature of our universe in terms of the relationship between energy and matter. Islam equals criminal enterprise. It explains almost all of human behavior, particularly as we witness wars today and terrorism. But IQ, you have a different topic today, going for your second doctorate. Welcome, IQ.
Thank you for having me, and I hope I will earn it.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not very often that somebody comes up with a holistic explanation of the world as and human behavior as we see it. And the biggest influence, albeit all detrimental, in the world today is from Islam. There is a noun and a verb that is used quite often in the media. Islamization would be the noun. That is the aspect of a person being Islamized, which would be the verb, which speaks of the influence or the spread of Islam. And it is essential to understand today because we're having a difficult time in the media and in politics and the military understanding the transition in an individual from becoming a Muslim to actually living out Islam in our world. So how would you define these terms, and how does your definition differ from those that are promoted publicly?
According to dictionaries tell us that Islamization is to bring people to Islam, which is submission to the will of one God called Allah, and to believe that Muhammad was Rasulullah, means the messenger of Allah.
Okay, before you go on, just so that we're not misleading anyone, I'm sure you're reading that accurately, but Allah is not God.
No. That's why I never said God.
Yeah, so the God of Islam is Allah, but Allah is not God. Islam does not have a God. And if Muhammad was the messenger of said wannabe deity, then he and the wannabe deity are unbelievably stupid because their message is repulsive, it's ignorant, it is irrational, it is grotesquely immoral.
Correct, of course. All the definitions of the terms Islamization and Islamification sound benevolent and elevating, similar to Christianizing, which is to bring people to believe in, follow in the footsteps, and or emulate Jesus Christ. Dictionaries also tell us that Arabization, in Arabic it's called Tahrib, describes a growing cultural influence on the non-Arab people that gradually changes into one that speaks Arabic and or incorporates Arab culture and Arab identity. Ladies and gentlemen, in reality, the terms Islamization and Islamification, and to bring under the influence of Islam, are purposefully deceiving. Since they hide and obfuscate a very sinister meaning and agenda. Because the true implication is actually the Arabization. I repeat the word. The Arabization of non-Arab conquered peoples by Arab Islamic imperialism. The Arabs deliberately use the term Islamization to obliterate any connection to the fact that hundreds of millions of conquered peoples on three continents were not elevated by Islam, reality, subjugated, slaughtered,
right,
humiliated, marginalized. And their history prior...
The lucky ones were enslaved and humiliated.
Absolutely right.
The unlucky ones were murdered.
Correct. And their history prior to their being dominated by the Arabs was utterly eradicated because, according to the Muhammadan Muslim Arabs, any history prior to the imposition of their Islam is called Jahili. Jahili meaning the days of ignorance. The days of ignorance. That what this means is that the true history of the conquered peoples starts from the moment the Arabs subjugated them, and all the centuries of their history and achievement before Arab Islam are made null and void.
Can I ask you a question, IQ? Since
we're
talking about ignorance, the days of ignorance before Islam, Babylonian culture existed before Islam. Would anybody in their right mind call the Babylonians ignorant? Lack of knowledge?
No.
In fact,
Babylonian only?
Wasn't the
poor...
Not done yet, but didn't the Suma, which is and Ur, its capital, even preceded Babylon? And it was the place where man first conceived the sciences, first conceived legal systems, first conceived public education. Would anyone in their right mind call the Sumerians ignorant?
No.
No. How about the Assyrians? How about the Assyrians? Didn't they have the Assyrians had a written language, didn't they?
Correct.
They had sciences, didn't they?
Correct.
They had agriculture. In fact, the Assyrians figured out how to take water from the places that it was prevalent to the places it was needed. They even learned about aqueducts, didn't they? How about the Egyptians? Would anyone consider the Egyptian civilization ignorant?
Anyone with his right mind wouldn't, but we're not discussing somebody with right mind.
Wasn't the basis of Greek philosophy Gnosticism based upon the Greek word gnosis, which means to know?
True.
I mean, Plato, Aristotle, they were Gnostics, meaning that the entire underpinning of Greek philosophy was based on the antithesis of ignorance. It was based upon knowing. In fact, the Greek verb for to know is the basis of their entire philosophy. As a matter of fact, when we talk about Western learning today, and we come up with words for the sciences, aren't all of the words for sciences based upon the Greek language?
Correct. All of them.
Is there any science today that wasn't first conceived in the Greek culture?
Almost nothing.
Yeah, almost nothing. And didn't the Romans then stand on the shoulders of the Greeks and advance learning and memorialize what they learned in books?
Yes, of course.
Did all of those civilizations precede Islam?
Each and every one of them.
Preceded Islam?
Absolutely.
So how could the time before Islam be considered the time of ignorance when all of these civilizations were vastly more knowledgeable prior to Islam's existence?
Because you're using logic.
I'm just using facts. How is it possible that Islam can say that before Islam was ignorance, when in fact the most advanced civilizations in human history all existed before Islam was formed?
Yes, but this is the dichotomy of Islam.
It's the biggest lie in the world. As a matter of fact, is there any religion that breeds more ignorance, lack of knowing? It's not a pejorative. Ignorance means to not know. Is there any religion in human history that has promoted ignorance more than Islam?
None, ever. And it's not a religion, although you want to use the word religion.
Yeah, because I hate
religion.
It's
not a health belief system.
Yeah, it is. The criminal enterprise.
Absolutely. Muhammad and Allah are one and the same.
So
they
the very basis of Islam, and what you're saying is true. I mean, the Quran and the Hadith define Islam as this awakening of knowing and of knowledge that came after the period of human ignorance. So all of a sudden there is enlightenment, when in fact it's exactly the opposite way that Islam takes people back into the dark ages of not knowing, which is why every Islamic civilization today is so deprived intellectually. Why there's not a single world-class university, why there hasn't been a single invention that anybody would value today coming out of the world of Islam.
This is why no human being can name 10 Muslims, only 10, out of 2,000 million Muslims who existed for the last 500 years, who have contributed anything for the advancement and or betterment of humanity in any field of human intellect.
Yeah, any field.
Not even 10 people. Yeah. By the way, this is why the Arabs and they're forced into conversion Muslims throughout 1,400 years of domination in Asia, Africa, and Europe were never, I repeat, never interested in archaeology or the study of any history prior to Muhammad's Islam.
Oh, of course, they're scientists.
Also why the Arabs, when they conquered Egypt, they burned the oldest manuscripts in the library of Alexandria.
Right.
Because when asked for guidance as what to do with its contents, Umar ibn Khattab, the second Khalifa, told them, if it has nothing to do with the Quran, destroy it.
And, and there's a reason for that. The Quran is historically a mess. Everything that the Quran says historically is inaccurate. It's completely inaccurate scientifically. Every scientific statement in the Quran is inaccurate. So if you have a book where all of the history is inaccurate, all of the science is inaccurate, and it is in the Greek thought, where logic was important, where it is self-contradictory, if you have any other source of information, any enlightened person is going to refute and disregard the Quran. So any information that people would have about history, about science, and about logic and rhetoric undermines the Quran and undermines Islam. I mean, ignorance is the only place where Islam can flourish.
The only place, in fact, that's right.
Knowledge is wholly destructive of the religion. So the lie isn't a little lie. It's the ultimate lie. We'll return with IQ Arasuli in a moment. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. IQ, I know you wanted to talk about Islamization, and I want you to proceed with your insights in this regard. But I think, even though it was a bit of a distraction, the detour towards the single biggest claim that Islam makes in terms of it resolved the period of ignorance, that it came to enlighten people who were previously ignorant, it was really important to underscore this. It's a topic we have never discussed at length on this program. And I think that differentiation needs to be made, because what Islam claims is the antithesis of what is true.
Absolutely true. I'm with you. You can change the subject anytime you want. I don't mind.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you continue with Islamization? You were I interrupted you when you brought up the time of ignorance, because that has been a chip on my shoulder that I've wanted to dig into for some time.
With pleasure. The archaeology, history, and all research is done in the last 250 years in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa.
Right.
Were conducted and accomplished by Europeans without a single Muslim of substance ever involved.
Right.
The reason why Islamization should be replaced by perfectly accurate Arabization are the following facts.
Okay.
That peoples subjugated by Arab imperialism from every nationality, culture, tradition, color, or race have suffered and endured for the last 1,400 years.
Mm.
So I would like to share with you the following.
Yes.
Muhammad was an Arab. His Quran is recited and written in the Arabic language, the language of the Arabs. Allah is the Arabian name of the supreme rock god of pagan Arabia, among 360 other deities in stone centuries before Muhammad and his Quran.
And he is dumb as a stone, too. I mean, it's perfect that Allah was named after a rock god and a black rock. And it's also instructive to know that Allahu Akbar means that Allah was the biggest rock among the rocks in the pile known as the Kaaba.
Correct. Mecca is Arabian. Medina is Arabian. The Kaaba was the foremost holy place in Arabia for the pagan Arabs, and has continued to be holy even under Muhammadan Islam, having subjugated Arabia.
So Muhammad's big claim here was that there are 360 rock gods in the Kaaba, and so I'm going to create a monotheistic religion by naming the biggest, blackest rock the only god. Now, what makes the biggest of the false gods a true god?
It doesn't.
Of course not.
It doesn't. The black stone was a meteorite embedded into the wall of the Kaaba, which was the most revered object by pagan Arabs, and has continued for the last 1,400 years under Muhammadan Islam.
Right.
Again, Arab. The Hajj or pilgrimage to Mecca was pagan Arabian.
Right.
Circumambulating the Kaaba was pagan Arabian.
Correct.
All current traditions and fetishes during the Hajj, which is Hajj is pilgrimage. Right. Were and continue to be in the footsteps of pagan Arabia.
Yeah.
The dress code of Muslims is Arabian. The script of the conquered people was changed to Arabian. For example, what we call Pakistan was part and parcel of the Indian subcontinent.
Mm-hmm.
They had Sanskrit. They changed it to Urdu, which is Arabic written. Same thing with Iran. It's written in Arabic letters, but not spoken in Arabic letters.
Right.
Yahweh, the name of the God of the Bible, was forced to be transformed to the word Allah, as well as the names of the gods of other subjugated peoples by the Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
The Christians and the Jews were forced not to put Yahweh, not to put God, but to write Allah, so that they can associate Allah, the pagan God of stone, with the God of the Bible. Even among Shia Muslims, Ali was an Arab. His revered sons, Hassan and Hussein, were Arabs. Fatima, the honored daughter of Muhammad, an Arab. And almost all the Imams of Shia Islam were Arabs. Hence, ladies and gentlemen, there is absolutely nothing Islamic about the utterly useless term of Islamization and everything to do with Arabization and or Arab imperialism.
Yes.
Dear listeners, Arab imperialism, contrary to all the bullcrap emanating from intellectually challenged so-called scholars of Islam and their apologists, had been and continues to be the worst, the most retrograde, most parasitic and least useful imperialism in the history of humanity, simply because the hordes of Arabs who conquered and plundered five civilizations on three continents were among the least literate, the least civilized, and the least cultured in their day.
Saudi Arabia, my friend, is opposed to what country more than any other country on earth? And it isn't Israel. Which country is it?
Iran.
Right. The Iranians, they aren't Arabs, are they?
No, they're Persians.
There you go. Islam continues to be Arab, and the Arab tyranny of all other people. Based upon your presentation, IQ, which again, the evidence and the logic is irrefutable, we're really back to where we started. That Islam isn't a religion, it's a criminal enterprise, and it's the criminal enterprise of Arabs.
Absolutely.
So how would it differ then than the Italians created a criminal enterprise, didn't they? It's called the mafia.
Because the mafia has got more decency
than
the organization of the Arabs.
Of course. But the crime syndicate of Italy is the mafia.
Correct.
The crime syndicate of Arabia is Islam.
Well, it's now of the whole world.
Yes. But it has been all through this period a very racially motivated criminal enterprise.
Correct. This is why I requested another PhD.
Right. Let me
it is
just,
Arab,
just
not Islam.
Right.
It is Arabs. It's all everything to do with Arabs.
You know, when you
they want
when
to
you,
dominate the whole world.
When you earn a PhD, you have to defend your dissertation. So I'm going to ask you a few more questions and see if you can continue to defend your dissertation here. What is the worst genocide that has been perpetrated in the last 25 years? Where did it take place?
Besides Europe?
No, yeah, there were, no, that goes back. Yeah, that goes back. No, that goes back 100 years ago. Last 25 years. Yeah, last 25 years. You go back to the Armenian genocide, which was Muslims against Christians. That would be World War I. And then the German genocide, which was Muslims and Nazis against Jews. And that was the worst genocide. But that was over 50 years ago. I'm talking in the last 25 years, 3 million people were wiped out in one country alone.
In Darfur, the Sudan.
Yeah, well, in the total of the Sudan. And in the Sudan, is there a difference between the Darfur Muslims and the Muslims who rule in the capital of Sudan?
Yes. The Muslims who massacred them were Arab origin, and they massacred the black Muslims.
That is correct.
Racial.
That is correct. And now let's go on to that's the worst genocide in the last 25 years, 3 million people.
Correct.
And it was Arabs against African animists and Christians, and then Arabs, Muslims against African Muslims.
Correct.
Totally and completely racial. And by the way, the issue in Arabia, with the Saudi Arabia focusing right now at using its military and contemplating the invasion, but currently bombing and contemplating the invasion of Yemen, is to replace the Shias, which are Persian of origin, who have come to power there, with Arabs, Muslims.
With Sunnis.
Right. And the conflict between Iran and Saudi Arabia is not a religious one. Both are wholly and completely Muslim. It is totally a racial one, isn't it?
100%.
Yes.
The Persians are Indo-Aryan. The Arabs are Semitic. The Arabs conquered Persia, subjugated and humiliated her, and the Persians never forgave them.
Correct. Now, the next, which is why Shia Islam exists. They were forced to convert to Islam, but because of the atrocities perpetrated by the Arab barbarians, they had to come up with a variation of the religion. Otherwise, they couldn't sell the religion. They couldn't impose the religion. In the heart of Africa, where you have the atrocities being perpetrated, particularly in the Central African Republic and Mali, where there's video of people having their hands cut off, people being slowly tortured, the mass execution in the public squares. Those being killed were almost universally of what race?
Black.
And those doing the killing were almost...
The light-skinned Arab.
Yes. Exclusively.
Yes. Yes.
So
Arab imperialism has been going on for 1,400 years. This is why I want to eradicate the word Islamization of the face of the earth.
Yeah.
It is Arabization. Right. It is Arab imperialism. It is Arab domination.
Islam is their tactic.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. The real, you know, it's interesting, IQ. This is something that I have had wrong for an unusual reason. I have never allowed Arab as a race to enter the equation, because I always say most Muslims aren't actually Arab, even though I know that Arab defines Islam. And I've always opposed the racial angle, because you're in my expose on what's wrong with Islam. It's the most deceitful, most destructive, most deadly and damning religion ever conceived by humankind, or dogma ever conceived by humankind. And so I've just said, I'm focusing not on a race. I'm not being bigoted here. I'm focusing on a doctrine. So I'm being philosophical here. And so I've avoided the racial implications of this all along. But when you get down to brass tacks and you realize that Islam is nothing but an organized criminal enterprise, then you're not defining it anymore as an ideology. You're defining it as a criminal enterprise, and that criminal enterprise was thrust upon the world by a race, by a place. Arabs in Arabia.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to hide. I mean, it took me 30 years to come to the same conclusion now.
Yeah. Let me tell you something that I also did, that you did in your preamble of your dissertation, is that I wrote a chapter of Prophet of Doom. It's entitled, Can Cusay Scam? And it was based upon Cusay, who was the individual that's given the most credit for the pagan Arabian religion that focused on the Kaaba. He invented the Hajj. He invented the prostration prayer. He invented circumambulating the Kaaba. He was the one who erected the Kaaba. He's the one who came up with the names of the rock gods of the Kaaba. Everything that is Islamic today, including the holy month of Ramadan, was conceived by Cusay, a pagan Arab. And so when you realize it, right down at its roots, Islam is nothing but regurgitated Arabian paganism.
Right. That's why I keep repeating. The Hajj was pagan Arab. Right. Allah, pagan God of Arabia. Muhammad was pagan before he became so-called monotheistic.
Right.
But he never became monotheistic.
Never.
Because he was praying in the Kaaba while the Kaaba was still holding 360 gods and goddesses in stone.
When Muhammad was out and allegedly received his first horrific revelation, where he was beaten to a pulp by a very dark spirit that nearly killed him three times by his own admission. Wasn't he out during the pagan times of fasting, being religious from a pagan perspective?
Absolutely.
And then in his first 30 or 40 Quran revelations chronologically, weren't they based entirely upon the Hanif writings of the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, which we call Yemen today? And didn't he plagiarize the pagan poetry that was exonerating the pagan religion to comprise the first 30 or 40 surahs of the Quran?
Yes, it's proven in the hadiths and in the scripture of Islam.
Yeah, he admits it. It admits it.
Nothing is hidden. This is the most remarkable thing. It is all written down by the Muslims. Yeah.
Now, I would ask you this question. How is it possible that the time before Islam was the time of ignorance, when every important aspect of Islam is based upon the traditions that were part of the religion of the people who existed before Islam?
Well, this is why we discussed once before.
Right.
118 words in the Quran, the most remarkably important words in the Quran, are all foreign, non-Arabic, and without them, there would be no Quran.
Well, you know what?
Every single religious term in the Arabic language was not Arabic. It was plagiarized, plundered, pirated, and or perverted from the Hebrew.
Hebrew. Kara is the Hebrew word to read and recite. What is the basis of the book that Muhammad recited?
Quran.
Right. And wasn't Muhammad, didn't he say that the dark spirit in the cave told him to Kara, to read or to recite?
Well, depending on which hadith you read, it could be recite, it could be read. In both cases, when you study the verse, it doesn't make sense. For example, he says that the spirit told him, "Iqra bismi rabbika," means read in the name of your Lord. But there was nothing to read.
Yes.
Now, how is it possible if this spirit was actually the angel Gabriel, Muhammad said it was, how is it possible that the angel Gabriel did not know that Muhammad was illiterate?
Yes.
He can't read.
And what was he to recite when there was nothing to recite?
Absolutely. So both ways, it don't make sense.
Yes, but of course the Arabic word for recite, which became the name of the book, Quran, is based upon the Hebrew, kara, which means to read and to recite. and the Quran claims to be in pure Arabic when the written Arabic language is based entirely on the Hebrew alphabet. Same number of letters, same pronunciation of each of the letters. It's all Hebrew.
But it was written in the Syriac language, which was the language of the Christianized Arabs.
Right.
By the way, in Arabic.
Because
Syriac Arabic.
It's just because Aramaic and Hebrew were extremely similar. I'll read Daniel's the only book that's written both in Hebrew and Aramaic. And so I have occasion where I'm reading both Hebrew and then it'll transition into Aramaic and then back to Hebrew. The alphabet of Aramaic, the sounds of the words themselves, both verbs and nouns, are almost identical through Hebrew and Aramaic, which is why the Syriac Arabs that were followers of the way, as they came to study the Torah, came up with a language, a written language, for the ignorant Arabians so that they could teach them the Torah. And then it was that language that was later used to write Muhammad's ridiculous revelations. Have fought is the use of the term Arab-Israeli conflict, preferring to say that it's a Islamic assault against Israel. But in truth, IQ, based upon your presentation here, it is an Arab assault on Israel, and Islam is simply the doctrine. It's simply the tool that they're using to justify their horrendous behavior.
Yes, but they use Islam to justify the horrendous behavior, exterminating the Christians of my country, Iraq, the Christians of North Africa, the Christians in every Muslim country. Exactly the same. They talk about Islam. It's not Islam only. It's Arabization.
Right. And what Islam enables them to do is what Muhammad did with it. It gives them the justification to... you know, it's like turkeys will eradicate males because they're competition. So it gives them the ability to eradicate the males, to claim the women as their own possessions, and to rape them. Gives them the authority to enslave little girls and little boys. It gives them the authority to force little boys to carry weapons and do their bidding. It gives them the authority and the justification to rob people and to kidnap them, and to sell them for ransom. It gives them the authority, the authorization to be criminals. It's the code by which the Arab criminal enterprise is conducted.
Yes, but moreover, it's sanctified by Allah, their God.
Yeah, and He is their God, even though He is not God.
Yeah, their God, I said.
Yeah, absolutely you did. No, I was just emphasizing the point. You're right. So it really is an Arab-Israeli conflict. It really is Arab Muslims pummeling the Africans throughout Africa. It really is a problem of Arab versus Persian, with the Middle East erupting now into world war, civil war, across the broad spectrum of that subcontinent. It is Arab, the criminal enterprise of the Arabs that justifies the most destructive and deadly and immoral behavior the world has ever witnessed. Islam is simply the justification for the Arab criminal enterprise.
I need to emphasize to our listeners that the uncivilized Arabs could not possibly have imparted an iota of value to the conquered civilized nations that they subjugated. But on the contrary, the Arabs plagiarized, plundered, pirated, and or perverted every single value off the shelf, so to speak, from the productivities of the subjugated people.
Criminals very seldom work.
Yes.
They rely on stealing from others or enslaving others and forcing others to work for them. The same thing is true across the world of Islam. I would ask you, IQ, is there a single university in Saudi Arabia that is among the top 500 in the world?
In fact, there's not a single university in the whole of 57 Muslim nations on earth that is in top 500 or even 1,000.
Is there a think tank in Saudi Arabia that has provided insights into the sciences or philosophy or has advanced something of value to humanity?
Not in the last 1,400 years that I know of. Maybe.
And before that, there was nothing because it was the most backward place on earth. Is there any factory in Saudi Arabia that makes anything that sells on world markets?
None that I know of. None. Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, they have. They published the Quran. Yes, they published the Quran.
The most repulsive book in the world. That's not really a factory. So is there anything that has come from Arab Arabia that has advanced anything that is beneficial for humanity?
Not in 1,400 years. Not one. Not a single item.
You know, I used to write, and I put this several times in Prophet of Doom, that before Muhammad invented this criminal enterprise that we know today as Islam, there wasn't a single recorded note found anywhere in history. Not in the Persians, not the Babylonians, not by the Assyrians, not by the Greeks, not by the Romans, not by the Egyptians, of Arabs leaving Arabia to torment anyone, to plunder them, to kill them, to march against them, to try to conquer them. Not a single word by any of those sophisticated cultures. Muhammad invents Islam, this criminal enterprise amongst the Arabs, and from that point on, the Arabians have been the world's most foremost barbarians. You win your PhD.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm much obliged to you.